Jimmy Dale Gilmore could have been a big star on Nashville's Grand Ole Opry, but he preferred to stick with his Texas roots, first with the Flatlanders and later with a long solo career. His distinctive voice has been likened to a hinge that needs a shot of WD-40. It's a little bit Willie Nelson, a little bit Johnny Cash. His latest record, Come On Back, harkens back to the days when country music was less glitz and more gut.
Standing on the corner, I didn't mean no harm. Along came the police and took me by the arm.
The songs on Come On Back were all favorites of Gilmore's father, and the album is a tribute to his memory. Jimmy Dale Gilmore joins us now from member station WXPN in Philadelphia. Hello.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good.
That song we just heard, Standing on the Corner, is an old Jimmy Rogers tune, and you were actually named after him?
That's right, which is that's the reason my name is spelled J-I-M-M-I-E, which causes all kinds of confusion.
Music was obviously a big part of your family life growing up, or I don't guess your parents would have named you after a country musician.
Right. Well, my dad was a guitar player. He wasn't really a pro. He was very, very good, but he never did it for a living. But he was just so much in love with music, and particularly this, you know, the old country radio music, that it was a constant feature of my life growing up.
Is there a song on your new album that he used to play all the time?
Oh, there's several of them. That Walking the Floor Over You, the Ernest Tubbs song, was something that my dad played a lot. Of course, now I do have to say that the way we recorded this, you know, we didn't copy the old versions of these songs at all. These are completely our versions.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
I know that my dad would have loved that, even though we didn't play it exactly the same as the old way.
What did he do to make money?
Well, after he came back from World War II, he actually started college the same year that I started the first grade, and he became a bacteriologist. But his college job was at the creamery at Texas Tech in Lubbock, and he ended up staying there and becoming the director of it, the superintendent, and did that for just about his whole life.
Where did your dad serve in the war?
He was in India, strangely enough. He was in what was at that time the Army Air Corps, and he was a firefighter. And he was stationed in India. And as a matter of fact, he got sent over there just after my mom got pregnant with me. And my dad didn't come home until I was over a year old. I always felt some kind of a connection with India because of that, I think.
Is that reflected in any of your music?
I don't think in the music, except in the sense that later on it affected my philosophical outlook.
Yeah?
Well, that gets into such a long conversation.
You lived in a commune, didn't I read?
No, it wasn't a commune. It was I just lived in a big spiritual community. I was studying Oriental philosophy and meditation. It was sort of, in a way, like a church group, you know, it's a bunch of people of like mind living in a community and participating in lots of activities together.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I've had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Who were your dad's favorite musicians that you were listening to growing up?
I think probably Hank Williams might have been the very favorite. I'm not sure, though. There were so many. There was Marty Robbins, who really loved. Ernest Tubb. A lot of the people that much later on I found out, you know, I didn't really know about Jimmy Rogers when I was young. It was later on when I kind of started studying music that I found out that he had influenced so many of the people that were my dad's favorites. And then I found out later on, of course, that Jimmy Rogers himself was deeply influenced by the blues.
Is there a song on this new album that shows us what you're talking about?
I think maybe, just to illustrate that particular point, there's one song on there that was a Carter Family song that I learned from a Flat and Scruggs record. And it's called Jimmy Brown the Newsboy. And it's one of those ones that's, you know, it's definitely in the borderland between folk and country.
I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of the town. You can hear me yelling, morning star, running along the street. I got no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet.
Why did you want this song on the album?
It was the first song that I learned how to play anything besides just rhythm on the guitar. And my dad was a good lead player. And the beautiful memory I have of that is that the first time I played that song for my dad, it had been a favorite from when he was young. And it was the first time he complimented me on my guitar playing.
A lot of teenagers don't necessarily get along with their parents. Was that a way for you guys to come together without having to deal with all that other stuff when you were playing music?
We didn't entirely escape from all that other stuff. I mean, we had very extreme differences of opinion on, particularly on politics. But music was always a place where we always had a common ground there.
One of the hardest moments I read from your liner notes on this album was after your father was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease and he started to lose muscle control. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, well, it was one of the most touching times for me in making this whole record. Was the music was just fun, and it brought my dad back to mind. But when I started writing about my dad, it was really... I shouldn't say difficult. It was just very deeply touching to me, and I guess difficult might be the right word for it. At a certain point, when I started telling the story about the day that my mom called from Lubbock, I was down in Austin where I live now. She called and said he's lost control of his hand. He couldn't move his hands anymore, and then it just was there's a kind of a pause, and she said he can't play the guitar anymore. I have, just a whole lifetime of memories of my dad sitting there. There was a little handful of songs that he played over and over, that he knew how to play well. And nearly every day, I think, my dad sat and played his guitar some. He just loved it so much.
The last song on your CD is The Spiritual Peace in the Valley, which came to have special meaning to your father, Brian Gilmore.
My dad was a very spiritual person, but he's not affiliated with a church. He organized religion wasn't his thing at all. And his whole life, I never would have associated any of that kind of music with him. But then very near the end of his life, my daughter Elise, his oldest granddaughter, one day she just asked him, "Granddaddy, what's your favorite song?" And she said she thought he would immediately just say, some old honky-tonk song of some sort. But she said he got a real faraway look in his eyes and she said, "Let me think about it a while." And then later, I think that same day, he said, "I think that my favorite song now is probably Peace in the Valley."
Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame, and the lion will lay down by the lamb, and the beast from the wild will be led by a little child. I'll be changed from this creature that I am.
My only regret is that my dad didn't get to hear this record. It was really my daughter, Elise, after my dad was gone one day, just kind of said, "Someday you should do some of those songs that he loves so much." And I knew immediately that I had to do it.
Jimmy Dale Gilmore, his new record is Come On Back, a tribute to the memory of his father, Brian Gilmore. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Debbie. It's my pleasure.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Someday there will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow.
To hear more from Jimmy Dale Gilmore, go to our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.